Oh my God, shut up. No, you don't get to say something like that, not even to an orc girl. I don't care if you meant it as a compliment. Telling me I got hella thick in college isn't winning you any points. Yeah, I've been swimming a lot. I suppose you could have meant that I put on some muscle rather than I got fat. Oh, God, you're so adorable when you backpedal. I know you never meant it as an insult. I'm just pretty sensitive to those comments. Well, I mean from you. I don't care what most people think. I want to be attractive to you. I still can't believe that you asked me out first. Again, I had the perfect plan. I had an outfit picked out and everything. I was going to dress exactly like I am now. Hip hugger jeans, tight tank top, and fuck me Doc Martens. After that, I was going to show up at your house all casual-like and act like I was dropping by to say hello. You wouldn't have stood a chance. Don't act all cool. I know you love my ass in these pants. Anyways, instead, you show up looking all casual, confident, professional, and catch me at home in my sweatpants and sports bra with my hair everywhere. That's basically cheating. My mom laughed at me after you left for being all nervous. Ugh. Does this feel like a first date to you, too? I guess it really is our first real date since high school. Yeah, I'm not really complaining. It feels special to be walking home with you again on Friday night. It feels so natural to be dating you. So, I did date at college. Does that bother you? Why are you laughing? I know some human men get a little possessive about that stuff. I don't understand it, personally. I'm certainly not like that. No, none of it was really serious. I saw an orc guy for a while, and that was nice, but there was never any future in it. We're still friends, but it's never going to be more than that. What about you? I'm asking if you dated, you jerk. Don't play dumb. Huh? One serious girlfriend and a few others. I would have expected more. What was the serious one like? Do you guys still talk? Wait, hold the phone. She was an elf? Your mom never told me that she was an elf. Well, I mean, I still talk with your mom sometimes. She likes hearing how I'm doing, and of course she likes to talk about you. It's not as though I was checking up on you or anything. So, how serious was it? Don't dodge the question. Look, just answer the question. Because I said so, damn it. Oh, wow. You guys were talking about marriage. Really? Well, I mean, I'm obviously glad you're not married. The breakup must have been hard, though. What happened? Oh my God, did she really say that? She wanted to settle down and start having kids with you right away because humans basically die super fast and require stability to be happy. Like you were a golden retriever or something? No, I'm sorry. I know it's not funny. Of course, it's not okay for her to treat you like a pet and be so patronizing, but still. Having an elf for a wife would have been good for you, especially if she actually loved you. It would have made your career progression so much easier. And she's probably rich, too. No, I'm obviously not suggesting that you get back with her. I'm just getting some perspective. I'm definitely grateful that you came home and asked me out. I'm not a catch. I'm an elementary school teacher. Well, I guess it won't be official until the fall, but that's what I am and it's what I want to be. You have ambitions beyond that. You would be better off in the city. You know it. So why come home? Yeah, I guess I'm challenging you a bit. But you haven't answered the question. Because of me? You came home and got a local job because you wanted to be with me? Wow. No, I'm okay. I'm just a little stunned is all. Not in a bad way. I mean, obviously, I was looking forward to seeing you again, too. I guess maybe Mom was right. She always said that we'd end up together. This is nice. Just being here like this, together again, talking, listening. So I've been thinking, oh, ha, ha, how original. I'll have you know I graduated on the dean's list. Seriously, though. I've been thinking about having my tusks removed. Why? You know why. To look more human. But I'm tired of being different everywhere, of the constant questions and stares. I'm tired of being called a pig, or worse. It won't stop all of it, but maybe it'll stop some of it. That's not the only reason, is it? Aren't you sick of being seen with a girl with her teeth sticking out? And let's be honest here. You like to go down on me. I want to do the same for you, but it's always ended up being a sloppy mess with no suction at all. You really like my tusks. You're not just saying it. What if I get them filed down then? So they were at least petite and feminine. Like the orc models you see in Cosmo now. Yeah, in an ideal world I'd leave them alone, but we don't live in an ideal world, do we? You're going to be judged for being seen with me, you know that. Oh my god, you can't just say I love you how you are or I'll support your decision. I know you will and do, that's part of why I love you. But I need to know what you really think. Yes, it's a goddamn challenge, justify yourself. What are you... Oh, that's not fair. You know I can't handle it when you touch my tusk like that. They're way too sensitive. I swear you get off on kissing them in public so I get all swarmy and... Oh, fuck. Okay, you win this round. I'll keep my tusk. Just, don't stop. Oh my god. You can't just suck on a woman's tusk in public. Granted, the streets are empty and I really want you to. Oh, what about the park? Do you remember our old makeout spot? Yeah, let's see if it's still there. Come on. It is. And look, there's our tree. Well, it's not really ours, but you can see where we carved our ruins into it. Oh, look, someone put a heart around them. How sweet. So the night is warm and we're alone. How do you want me? No, we can't do it like that. Still. Oh, I know. Okay, I know it's weird, but it's an orc thing and... Oh, you're okay with that? Really? Good. Because I really want to ride you tonight. Lay down. Now. Yes, I know we don't have a blanket. If you're really worried about getting your clothes messy, then you can always just take them off. I don't care. You sucked my tusks. You knew what would happen. Lay down. Good. Fuck, I can't believe that I thought you would be the one to seduce me tonight. I guess I underestimated your charm again. Yeah, I'm just taking off my jeans tonight. I can't wait. I'm sorry. You know what? I think you need to be reminded who you belong to. You've been free too long. You heard me. How am I going to claim you? Oh, I know. I'll ride your pretty little face. Here, let me just straddle you in. You like using that skilled mouth of yours to work me up. Now we're going to put it to use getting me off. Yes, fuck. Like that, please. I tricked you a bit. I'm rubbing my scent all over you. For days, any orc girl, and I suppose elf girls with their delicate little noses, will be able to tell that you belong to someone. Fuck, that's good. You never minded it when I did this to you before. You've never even minded making me feel... Oh, fuck. So good. Tell me if I'm going... going too hard, okay? I know you don't want to, but... Fuck. Don't stop, baby. Like that. There, 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 there. Ooh. Fuck, okay. I need your cock now. Please. I know that I've made too much noise, but I can't wait. I've been dreaming of your goddamn dick for weeks now, and it's right there on the other side of those jeans. Oh, fuck yes, thank you. You know, no one has ever been this good at getting me going. I'll be good for you if you let me. I mean, oh, fucking. Oh, fuck, you feel so big. Gods. I'm fine. I'm great. How are you doing? I'm glad to know you still find me nice and tight. Oh, I missed you. Oh, I missed your strong hands on my breast. Oh, the way you tweak my nipples and the way you hold my waist. Oh, I missed your cock so fucking much. Don't hold back, baby. Give it to me. Give me all of it. Oh, fill me, baby. I want your scent, too. I want your scent on me and in me. Oh, please make me yours again. Please, please, please. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. You're coming. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna... Wow. Nope. I just want to sit here on top of you for a moment while I catch my breath. You look so handsome like this, laying down underneath me. Makes me want you even more. Okay. There. Can I lay down next to you for a while? Is anyone expecting you home soon? Good. I need cuddles. You know, I think our moms are conspiring to get us together. But they don't have to try very hard, do they? I mean, that we both came home straight after graduation and got together right away. Each of us planning to ask the other out. I think, I mean, this is more important than just sex, right? Yeah. This feels different to me than before we left home. It was great, and we were in love, but it was different. Before, I thought of us all romantic and star-crossed human and orc lovers, like Lifetime keeps showing. Now, I kind of had this vision of us. Don't laugh, okay? I see us together, living in a nice house, married, with kids. It's really simple. We raise our kids in both of our cultures. We have barbecues where our parents show up and our dads argue about the Steelers and the Cowboys. I always kind of tear up when I think of it, like now. So, now that I've probably spooked you with all this serious relationship talk, screw it. I'll just ask you straight up. Are we moving in together or what?